The first stages of the Mountain Accord identified who the stakeholders are and what their diverse goals are. Where are the areas affected by a comprehensive plan for the Wasatch, and how are those interests brought into the fold? The next steps are underway. They include defining a vision for the areas of economics, environment, recreation, and transportation. On the executive committee and co-chair of the Environmental Systems Group for the Mountain Accord is Ann Ober. She's also on the executive team at Park City Municipal. She says the whole Mountain Accord can be thought of as a way to simply be proactive about a fragile and rapidly growing region.
What is better than our current trend line? So is there a system or is there a situation where we could create an outcome that's better than where we're heading today? And so you can come up with a whole bunch of options that may not be better, but is there an option that is better? And that means, do we need additional land preservation? Do we need better water quality? And is there a way for this process to provide that? Or is the current trajectory of where we're going, you know, the best possible outcome?
She says while this whole process is collective, it's helped out by communities expressing their individual needs.
I think everybody is looking at the process and figuring out what's in the best interest of their community. I think the Wasatch Back is unique in that we're having group discussions regularly and trying to figure out as an entire region what we're looking for. We've agreed that those things may be different from community to community, but there are certain things that together we need to have a unified voice on.
Ober says if she's surprised by anything, it's that there's actually consensus.
That we've been more aligned than we expected to be. We've been talking about things that we want, and we want our identities, right? We want our communities to continue to thrive. And so when you think of it from that perspective, of course we have a lot in common.
Along the Wasatch Back, she says it's been insightful for the communities to learn more about each other's diverse interests and to establish solidarity.
On the Wasatch Back, received a better understanding of what each community is really trying to do through their planning processes and through their transportation. We're becoming closer as a region. We're understanding each other better. And I think that that knowledge is so important, and it's such a benefit to all of us, even outside of the Mountain Accord process.
When asked about the various potential disruptions like the One Wasatch or the legal struggles between Talisker and Powder Core, Ober says they likely aren't the only struggles they'll face.
There's always going to be something, no matter when you do a major process like this. There's always going to be issues that you can't necessarily put into a neat box. And so trying to have this conversation at any point in time is going to have those disruptions.
That's Ann Ober of the Mountain Accord. In the next 2 months, she says the group will define some alignments for the transportation piece, but not likely the specific modes of transportation just yet. On June 24th and 25th, each of the groups will hold daytime meetings at the New Park Hotel. Check specific times for those meetings at mountainaccord.com. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.